If you struggle to stick to new routines, you are probably relying too much on willpower. In 2012, Stanford psychologist B.J. Fogg discovered something that fundamentally changes how habits actually work. And in this episode, you will learn how to build habits on autopilot using a psychological trick called habit stacking.
Your Success DNA Podcast. Your success is in your DNA.
You've probably quit way more habits in the past 2 years than you've actually kept, right? Some of you are like, yeah, sure have, Tracy. And that number, I don't think is personal failure. It is really proof that you're using a method that contradicts just how your brain is wired. And the moment you decide to build a new habit, he says with air quotes, your nervous system launches into a specific sequence. It begins to allocate attention to something unfamiliar. It treats novelty like a treat, and it burns through a finite resource that you'll wake up with only so much of every day, willpower or discipline or whatever you call it. By day 47, that resource is completely depleted. By day 51, you're not doing that habit anymore. And it's not because you're lazy, and it's not because you're broken. It's because you've just been following the same script that makes most people quit. But here's what almost nobody talks about. Most folks don't even know it. The science of habit formation changed back in 2012. A behavioral psychologist named B.J. Fogg at Stanford ran a study that seemed almost absurdly simple on the surface. He had people link tiny new behaviors, you know, like doing one or two push-ups after they poured their morning coffee, to their existing routines that were already automated in their life. The results weren't incremental. The people who tried to build willpower quit this habit by day 19. People who stacked new habits alongside existing ones kept going for over 8 months. Not because they had more willpower, not because they had more discipline, because they never needed it. This is the core mechanic that you might be missing. And once you understand it, every failed habit is going to make sense. Your brain doesn't create habits in isolation. It creates them in chains. When you brush your teeth, something else is happening inside your body. A specific neural pathway is lighting up. The time of day is signaling your system, and an environmental cue triggering the whole sequence. The pathway already exists. It's already automated. It doesn't require conscious decision-making anymore. That's what makes it a habit, right? You with me so far? Okay, good. What researchers call the cue routine reward loop is operating underneath all of this. And the habit stacking works precisely because it hijacks the cue. Instead of building a new loop from scratch, you're borrowing a trigger from the one that's already running automatically. Charles Duhigg mapped this framework in the book, The Power of Habit. And it's the same mechanism B.J. Fogg's method exploits at a neurological level. When you try to build a brand new habit from scratch, you're asking your brain to carve out an entirely new pathway while you're also busy raising your kids, managing a career, navigating relationship stress, trying to start a side hustle, and processing hundreds of other decisions that you need to make before lunchtime. It's not that the habit is too hard. It's that you're asking for neural real estate from your brain that it doesn't really have available. Habit stacking, sometimes called implementation intentions, a term coined by psychologist Peter Galwitzer, it works completely differently. Instead of creating a new pathway, you're going to hook into one that already exists. Maybe it's your coffee ritual, which already has neural real estate inside your head. Maybe it's your shower routine that you already do. Maybe it's your commute, your lunch break, your bedtime, whatever it is. These aren't arbitrary moments. They're anchors, which you could call points of automaticity, where your brain has already outsourced most of the decision-making. You just go into bedtime mode. You go into lunchtime mode, and all the decisions are kind of already made. Here's the mechanism. When you attach a new behavior to an existing anchor, then you're not building from ground zero. You're creating a branch on a tree that's already growing. And more importantly, you're eliminating that decision fatigue that kills most people's habit by day three. Let me show you how this might look in practice, because the abstraction is useless without a little bit of texture, right? You with me? I mean, I get what you're saying, Tracy, but really, show me. Here, let me show you. Someone with ambitions to write a novel could say something like, I'm going to write 1,000 words a day starting tomorrow. That, my friends, is a new pathway that is going to require willpower. And by week two, life gets in the way, a bad meeting, a sick kid, a moment where your motivation is really lower than usual. We all get them. And the whole structure, it's like a house of cards. It collapses on itself because it was never really rooted in your existing nervous system. If that very same person says, after I pour my cup of coffee, before I take that first sip, I'm going to write for 8 minutes. Something biochemically different happens. The coffee ritual triggers the neural sequence automatically. Your brain doesn't need to ask whether you feel like writing today. The coffee is already raising its hand and signaling, hey, over here, now. And 8 minutes is specific enough to feel doable, which means you will actually show up on the days when motivation doesn't exist. Okay, you with me? So, and this is the part that most people nod along and they immediately think, but that's so small. I need something more aggressive. That instinct right there is exactly where your failure begins. The ambition isn't wrong, but the velocity is. And velocity is where the science gets a little uncomfortable because it reveals that most motivation advice is built on a lie. Yep, you know, we don't pull any punches around here. And it's true. When someone tells you to commit 100% or give it everything you've got or build the discipline to change your life, they're selling you a narrative that makes them sound credible and that makes you feel energized in that moment. But what they're not telling you is that 100% commitment for 48 hours followed by zero commitment for 363 days, yeah, that equals failure and that equals burnout. Burnout is not what happens when you work too hard on the right thing. No, stick with me here. Burnout is what happens when you use willpower to override your nervous system's baseline capacity over an extended period of time. You can sprint at 95% for 3 weeks. Your body will let you. Your dopamine will even reward you for it. But on week four, something is going to shift. Your reserves are going to be empty. And instead of returning to a sustainable habit, you're going to collapse entirely and you're going to quit. This is why habit stacking prevents burnout where other methods tend to accelerate it. When you anchor a new behavior to an existing ritual, the effort ceiling is lower from day one. You're not trying to become a different person overnight. You're just adding 2 minutes of something to what you're already doing. That means your nervous system never goes into overdrive, your willpower reserves never deplete, and by month four, when your life gets hard, not if, when, and it does, with me, yes, okay, the habit survives because it never demanded more of you than you had to give. And now here's where most people are going to mess this up. And it's not what you expect. So stick with me here. There's something deeper here. Something that I think gets glossed over in the productivity culture we all tend to read and see in the videos. The people who fail at habits aren't failing because they're weak. They're failing because they fundamentally misunderstood what a habit is. A habit isn't a choice that you make every day. A habit is something your nervous system does automatically without conscious intervention. The entire goal of habit stacking is to move a behavior from the conscious, the effortful part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, to the automatic part, that basal ganglia you've heard me talk about a couple of times on recent shows, specifically to a region called the dorsolateral striatum, right? Which is, this is where your brain actually encodes repeated behaviors into automatic sequences. That is the part that runs your circadian rhythm like you're breathing. You with me? Okay. Most habit building advice keeps the behavior in the conscious zone. It says things like every day, choose to do this, commit, stay disciplined, don't break the chain. Yeah, you've heard that, right? Okay, good. That's asking you to make an active decision 365 times. And humans, I'm sorry to say this, are bad at active decisions. We are built to automate. You could say we're our own version of AI. Habit stacking moves the finish line, right?
Your Success DNA podcast. Your success is in your DNA.
Instead of trying to automatize through sheer willpower and repetition, you're hijacking a system that's already automated. And your brain can handle that. It's built for it. It is designed for it. This is why the method works for different people in completely different contexts. A parent with two kids and a demanding job can stack 2 minutes of meditation after I sit down at my desk. And they can actually maintain that. An entrepreneur can stack 5 minutes of journaling after my morning coffee. Yeah, you feel me? A teenager can stack 10 push-ups after they pee. I know it's funny, but it's true. The mechanism is identical in each case. The anchor already exists for each one of those people. The nervous system, it's already there. Another variation worth knowing is what BJ Fogg calls temptation building, pairing a behavior that you need to do with one you actually do, like listening to your favorite podcast, but only during a workout, except for mine. You want to listen to mine all the time. It's a cousin of habit stacking, and it operates on the same cue hijacking principle. Some people will find it easier to do because the reward is immediate and it's obvious. The false floor is where people miss the actual value, though, because here's what happens when you successfully use habit stacking. The habit isn't actually the point. You stack a 5-minute writing session right after you pour your first cup of coffee, and by month two, you've written roughly 2,400 words, not because you magically became a writer or because you had some mystical motivational breakthrough, but because the mechanism you built was right. By month four, you've written over 10,000 words. By month eight, you're at 40,000 words. You are deep into whatever it is you're wanting to write. At that point, something has shifted. The behavior has created an identity shift. You're no longer someone that's trying to write. You're someone who actually writes. And that identity shift is what people think they need to build habits. But actually, identity follows consistent action, not the other way around. And I mentioned this in a previous episode as well. This is why so much motivational advice is actually bass-ackwards. It says, first, believe in yourself. First, see yourself as a person who does the thing. Then the habits will follow. But neuroscience shows the inverse to be true. Identity follows behavior. When you constantly show up, even in tiny doses, your self-image updates to match the pattern. You don't need to believe you're a writer before you write. You become a writer by writing reliably, even when you don't feel like writing. And that's only possible when the habit doesn't require you to feel like anything, right? When it's just attached to your coffee. When it's just attached to your nervous system's current infrastructure. But here's where the trap kind of tightens, because this method works so well that people will often overuse it. They learn about habit stacking. They get excited. They identify 15 existing anchors inside their day, and they decide to stack a new behavior on each one. The morning coffee gets the writing. After breakfast, gets a meditation habit. Shower gets a cold plunge. Lunch break gets a side project. The commute gets a podcast. And dinner gets the family time protocol. And then finally, bedtime gets the reading. On paper, that all seems reasonable. Even after listening to this episode so far, you might be like, oh, that sounds reasonable, right, Tracy? No, they're just adding, because let's be honest, they're just adding small behaviors to the existing moments. That's what you told us, Tracy. But here's what's happening in reality. You've just created 15 new decision points, 15 micro commitments, and 15 opportunities for that entire structure to fail the moment one anchor gets disrupted. And this is where people often burn out using the right method, because they don't understand the underlying principle. Habit stacking works because you removed decision fatigue, but only if you actually remove the decision fatigue. If you stack too many behaviors onto too many anchors, you've created the same problem that you started with. Now, instead of one big willpower decision, I'm going to exercise for 45 minutes, for example, you now have 15 little ones. And 15 is worse than one. It's bigger than one, right? Right. Which way is that little greater than, less than sign, right? 15 is worse than one because the cognitive load is distributed throughout your day, not in that one time that you were going to work on the old way. The real science-backed approach to habit stacking is ruthlessly minimal. One anchor, one small behavior, and give it 66 days. That, my friends, is the actual length of time it takes for a stacked behavior to become automatic. Not 21 days like everyone is out there quoting you. Sorry, researcher Felipe Lally at UCL ran the study that established the real number, 66 days on average, with a range of 18 to 250. 54, depending on the person and depending on the behavior. After 66 days, the behavior has generally moved from the conscious effort into automatic. Then, and only then, can you add another behavior onto a different anchor. This is slower than your ambition tells you to do it. I get it. And that, my friends, is exactly why it works. Because by the time you've successfully automated one behavior, something has already shifted neurologically. Your dopamine response to progress is different. Your identity has absorbed the change, and now the next behavior that you stack lands on a slightly different psychological terrain than you started with 66 days ago. You're not a person trying to change anymore. You're a person who has changed, and you're adding to that change. That's a completely different nervous system state entirely. What James Clear calls keystone habits in this space points to the same phenomena. Certain behaviors, once automated, create ripple effects that make adjacent behaviors easier to adopt. The first stacked habit that you successfully automate often functions as that keystone. It doesn't just add one behavior, it shifts the entire baseline. That is the actual promise of habit stacking. And it's more radical than people realize. It's not a shortcut to a faster change. It's a method for sustainable change that doesn't require you to become a different person overnight. And that actually prevents the burnout that kills most people's growth trajectories. The people who understand this aren't the ones that are crushing it with 47 simultaneous habits. No, sorry, just not happening. They're the ones who build one sustainable habit and who in 2 years have accumulated 7 or 8 of them, each stacked one upon the other, each one automated, each one requiring zero willpower to maintain. I know that's not as sexy as transform your life in 90 days, but it's what actually happens. The trap is believing that sustainability is boring, okay? And hey, if this is hitting home for you the right way, and if you're sitting there thinking, I've been doing this wrong the whole time, then you need to be in my corner every single week where I put out the newsletter called Unleashing Your Success DNA. It's not fluff. It's not another 5 tips to more productivity email that you'd delete before you finish your coffee. Every issue is a mindset shift. It's a habit upgrade. And it's all filled in with that dose of rebellion that you love and enjoy from this whiskered fellow. And they're all designed specifically for people like you, aspiring folks that want to do better, want to be better, who want to build something, but can't quite pull that trigger yet. Each week, I'm going to hand you a mirror and a shovel. And if you like that idea, go ahead and head on over to yoursuccessdna.com because the world doesn't need another person who almost did it. Okay, so now let's zoom out for a second. And I want to give you the whiskered wisdom I want you to walk away with today. You don't need more willpower. You need a better address. Every habit you've ever quit didn't fail because you're weak, didn't fail because you're broken. It failed because it didn't have a home. It was floating out there in the ether, in the open, exposed to every bad day and every distraction and every moment that your motivation dipped below the standard line, right? Habit stacking gives your new behavior a home. It moves in next door to something your brain already trusts. And that changes everything. You don't need more willpower. You need a better address. Habit stacking isn't a shortcut. It's the science your motivation really never told you about. So here's your one action. Do this today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. Grab yourself a piece of paper or open up the notes app on your phone right now and write down 3 things you do every single day without even thinking about it. Maybe it's your morning coffee. Maybe it's brushing your teeth. Maybe it could just be sitting down at your desk. Just 3 anchors. And then pick one, just one, and write next to it the single smallest version of a habit that you've been trying to build. Maybe it's 2 push-ups. Write 1 paragraph. Take 3 deep breaths. Write 1 sentence in a journal. Whatever it is, write the smallest version of that new habit you're trying to build. That's it. That's your whole stack right there. Start that tomorrow morning and then do not add another one for how long? That's right, 66 days. That's not a challenge. That's a prescription, okay? All right, so let's bring this all home. Today, we cracked open the real reason your habits have been dying on the vine, and it's not you. It's the method. Willpower is a finite resource, and you've just been spending it like it was unlimited, right? What happens when you do that with your bank account? Yeah, right? Checks bouncing everywhere. But now you know better, and you've got the science, and you know how to stack. 1 anchor, 1 tiny behavior, 66 days. That, my friends, is the entirety of the game. Remember, identity doesn't come before action. Identity follows action. You don't become the person first and then do the thing. You do the thing consistently, quietly, even when no one's watching. And then one day you're going to look up and realize you already became the person you were hoping to become. So stop waiting to feel ready. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. The coffee is already brewing. The anchor is already there. All you have to do now is show up. And if this episode lit something up inside of you, maybe go ahead and share it with someone else who's been getting ready for way too long. They need this maybe more than you know, okay? And as always, think successfully and take action.
Thanks for listening to Your Success DNA podcast. Whether you're starting out or you're a seasoned entrepreneur, we have the tools and inspiration that you need to take your life to the next level. So stay tuned for more game-changing advice in our upcoming episodes. And hey, before you go, a quick reminder to check out our past episodes of Your Success DNA for more inspiring stories and practical advice. And if you've loved what you heard, leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. Let's all level up our lives together, shall we? Remember, your success is in your DNA.